Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today I'm talking about the art of fighting dirty, something I might know a little bit about, both in the ring and outside of the ring. But just beforehand, you might have a little bit of background noise because it's actually roasting today. I don't normally date Sam things, but it's the 7th of July. So by the time you listen to this, it's going to be the 10th of July. But it's the 7th of July. It's a Sunday and it's lovely and warm. So I've opened up the doors in the office and the windows in the office because there was absolutely no way I was going to be able to record there. I was going to wait until the evening time when it cools down, but I said, no, I'll get cracking at this now because I'm motivated to do it now. And it's been in my mind all day. So you might hear, the second I go to record the podcast, of course, wasps are flying in, bees are flying in, flies are flying in. The birds are singing plenty of tunes. And I'm no doubt the dogs will start barking. A few airplanes went overhead. Traffic went by and the local farmers are all cutting hay at the moment. So I'm sure this heavy machinery of Murphy's Law will probably go by when I'm recording this. But I know that you're not tuning in for the sound quality and the aural experience. I know it's definitely the content that you're interested in. So let's get cracking. The art of fighting dirty. So dirty fighting, or fighting dirty as we'll call it. So, well, what is it basically? Well, it's not adhering to strict rules. So it's not adhering to strict competitive rules. So we are predominantly talking about not cheating within the cage or the ring or the martial arts area or on the mats. We're talking more about fighting for survival if somebody is attacking you or in a self-defense scenario, and the things that you can do that would be considered fighting dirty. I'll tell you a funny story real quick. When one of the times that I was working in America, I was working as a doorman in an Irish bar, and this was in Los Angeles, California. I was working as a doorman. I was the only Irish person working in this particular Irish bar, and there was a crew, there was a security crew, and there was a couple of big fellas on the security crew, a couple of basketball players. So one was the first 7 foot person I've ever met, and the other one was about 6'5" and very strongly, very athletic, muscularly built. So one of the nights when I came into work, both of these individuals, the whole security party, the whole security team basically were a little bit apprehensive, a little bit more apprehensive than normal. And so of course I asked them, what's going on, what's happening, what's wrong, why is everyone a little bit antsy? And they said to me, basically, there's a party due in tonight, and it's an Irish party. So, of course, being Irish, I immediately went, hang on a second, what do you mean? Why are you apprehensive? Because there's an Irish party coming in. I'm Irish. And they said, basically, if a fight does break out or anything happens, he said, from their experience, the Irish bite and headbutt. And I was flabbergasted because, to me, and working in the security industry for years, I thought that was kind of normal. I thought that was actually a normal occurrence. When you get involved in a self-defense situation, you most definitely have to be aware that your opponent is going to bite and headbutt. But obviously not, depending on what geographic region you're from, that was considered very much, so the people I was talking to at the time, they considered that to be fighting dirty. And they thought really the way it's supposed to work is, you know, especially in a drunken situation, that you're called out and there's a lot of bravado and, you know, your hands are up, and when an opponent goes on the ground, you let them back up, and all of this kind of crazy stuff that doesn't actually exist in a real life scenario. So what is fighting dirty? Well, fighting dirty is basically employing all the non-standard fighting techniques, are the very aggressive fighting techniques, to ensure your survival, because that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about a fisticuff with an uncle or a family member at a family event, or too much drink taken and a dig for a dig. We're talking about somebody jumping on you in the middle of the night as you're returning home, or you're waiting for a taxi rank, or something escalates. We're talking about a scenario that you weren't expecting to be happening, and where you're shocked by the level of aggression in your opponent. At that stage, there's no time for what's the normal remit of fighting rules, and specifically competitive fighting rules. So basically, fighting dirty is everything that you're not allowed to use in MMA, kickboxing, boxing, Muay Thai. Anything you're not allowed to use is specifically fighting dirty, and it's probably what people aren't going to expect you to do when you're caught off guard and you have no choice. So you have to remember, right, what the fighting, the type of fighting now and the type of situations I'm talking about right now aren't fights, they're survival situations. You weren't expecting them. Your opponent could be armed, they could have several accomplices with them, you could be drunk, you could be returning from a party, you could be just not aware, not expecting it. The odds are definitely not in your favour. So to even up the odds, you're going to have to employ fighting dirty, basically. Now, this might sound like a strange subject for me to talk about. And I find when I'm doing the podcast, I mean, obviously, you have to have some filters on, and you can't just completely, you know, randomly talk about stuff that's going to offend, are, you know, make you a target for saying certain things. So obviously, if you meet me in person and I was having this kind of conversation with you, I'd be able to project myself a little bit different in a one-to-one scenario. And you might find that because I'm delivering the podcasts, and all the podcasts are about, you know, positivity and self-development, that, you know, I wouldn't be able to, I don't know, that I'd be too professional to be able to defend myself in a violent or an aggressive scenario. But really, I think when people meet you, they can sense it from you if you're the type of person that is able to defend yourself in that kind of an environment. And while you absolutely don't want to project threatening, any type of threatening or aggressive body language or demeanor, you absolutely would like to be able to project confidence that if you had to defend yourself, you absolutely would defend yourself. And ultimately, that does repel any kind of assailants wanting to, you know, thinking that you might be weak or easy prey. It's that kind of confidence that you get from training. A lot of what we're talking about, by the way, could be metaphors for business, because business and fighting and business and combat can be very, very similar. So you can apply it to any other particular area in your life, or, you know, what we're talking about. So if you decide that you're going to start fighting dirty, you have to make sure that it's going to line up with your own moral beliefs, so that you're morally right and that you're legally right. Because if you take a part in escalating a situation and then overreact to that situation and end up hurting somebody, it's something that you're going to have to live with, and all the various repercussions that are going to come from that. So don't take lightly what I'm saying about using basically extreme violence to get yourself out of whatever situation you're in. That's why I'm saying it's not the art of fighting dirty is not just, you know, because someone's called you a name, or someone's offended you, or your feelings are hurt, or, you know, your ego gets in the way. It's nothing like that. It's survival. And survival in a combat setting is completely different from survival in an ego setting. So a combat setting, your two objectives in war or in combat, your two objectives are, number one, survive. Makes sense. Number two, survive with the least amount of damage to yourself. If I could add number three, is survive with the least amount of damage to your opponent as well. But that one is definitely three. It's not number one or two. Number one is survive, and number two is try to sustain the least amount of damage to yourself as possible. And if that means in a highly charged, highly aggressive scenario that you have to fight dirty, then that's what you're going to have to decide morally and legally. This is certainly not legal advice or moral advice. You have to make up that yourself. So I probably should have had a disclaimer at the start of this. So yeah, back to what is fighting dirty? Well, everything that you're not allowed to do in competitive sports. So headbutting, biting, striking the groin, Targeting the eyes, targeting the throat, targeting the knees. And here's one for you. Right. It's way harder and a hell of a lot worse to fight somebody who is fighting in a way, they don't have to be technical, they don't have to be skilled, they don't even have to be trained. But somebody who's actually prepared to die is an absolute nightmare of an opponent. Somebody who's that committed is going to be so much worse of an opponent than somebody who is highly trained but doesn't have that mindset. And that's the mindset you're going to have in order to survive. They're trying to just hold back somebody or a group of people or armed people, trying to just hold them back, waiting for help to arrive, is probably not the mindset to go with it. You may only have one chance. You may only have one strike that you can pull off. So you really have to consider all those strikes and all the targets that we discussed a second ago. That's not legal in a sporting context. Obviously, there should be training involved in this. Obviously, if it's something that worries you or something that interests you, get yourself down to your local martial arts club or check out our YouTube channel or check out our website, martialartsinc.com, that's inc.com, or get yourself on the journey to starting some kind of self-defense if it is something that worries you or if it is something that interests you and you just want to know how to defend yourself and your loved ones, then absolutely start a pursuit. Of course, I'm biased. I mean, I'm the success sensei. I'm going to be biased in doing martial arts and self-defense training. So I don't think, though, it's necessarily just martial arts and self-defense training, because there's many people that are really, really good at martial arts and really good at self-defense training and really good at competitive martial arts, and they never employ fighting dirty. Well, hopefully they've never had to employ it, but they may not be able to. They've never trained in that way or in that aspect, or their mindset wouldn't allow them to go there if they ultimately had to survive. So you can train so much in a controlled environment that when the violence and aggression of a situation that you weren't expecting actually comes your way, you can freeze and you're not really sure what to do. So it's definitely something that you have to think about in your own mind or think about in your own psyche. It actually does help if you have certain scenarios set out in your mind that you already know beforehand how you would respond, and not just, you know, ego answering the questions, but actually if you know as a person how would you respond. If your answer is to absolutely run, well, that should have been your answer anyway, because if you remain in a situation and you help to escalate that situation, I think I said this a second ago, and then it gets to the point where something bad happens, you're really going to have a hard time justifying that to yourself for the rest of your life or to somebody else. So fighting dirty is, you know, it's not playing, it's not a competitive thing. It's an extreme answer to an extreme situation. It's not if you're driving and you get into a little bit of road rage with somebody and then that's it. You know, you go 100%. Aggression or 100% violence and you start fighting dirty. That's not the scenario for what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you need to protect yourself and you need to survive in a certain situation, in a certain urban street situation, and you're not able to remove yourself from that situation, or you need to protect a loved one, etc., etc. I will leave it up to you. I mean, I know it's mostly adults listening to the podcast, so I leave it up to you to figure out your own moral values. I'm not going to attempt to tell you what your beliefs should be or shouldn't be. Sure, I mean, you're fully entitled to disagree with me and to go down more of the pacifist route and not believe in any type of fighting dirty if you wish, but you're going to seriously decrease your chances of survival should something that you weren't expecting of that nature ever come your way. Have a think about it. I'm always saying my objective is to stimulate your thoughts, to stimulate your mind. I don't want you to be paranoid, but you certainly have to, you know, prepare in case anything like that should ever happen to you. Anytime you put yourself into urban environments that are heavily populated, have a lot of people, and there's drink and there's drugs and there's, you know, there's going to be antisocial behavior, and you're, you know, I sound like someone who's agoraphobic, and I might be a touch agoraphobic, but, you know, you're putting yourself into a scenario that you're increasing the statistics of, you know, potentially something happening. So it's nice if you have an idea in your mind beforehand of how you would react or how you should react or what you would do. So emergency procedures. And you will, this is what I was trying to say earlier, I probably didn't say it in the way I wanted to say it, you will carry yourself in such a way that people will can sense that as much as you're nice, or, you know, there is something there that, not be threatened by it, but that they know you're the type of person that would stand up and could stand up for themselves if you were pushed to the scenario where you had no choice but to do that. That sounds a little bit better than what I was trying to say earlier. So I hope that helps you. I hope it gives you something to think about. And I hope that you never have to, you know, employ any fighting dirty tactics. But if you do, hopefully you've already had an idea of how you would do it. If you don't and you need any more information, absolutely contact me. I read all the messages that come my way and I do attempt to answer absolutely every one of them that comes my way as well. So make sure you keep up the communication. It's nice to hear when you're just here and you're just recording your own podcasts. It's, you know, I suppose it's just you're talking to the camera or your microphone. And it's very hard to imagine that people are actually on the other end listening, and there is absolutely a disconnect. You're not really sure. So unless somebody contacts me or leaves a review or writes a testimonial or shares or likes, you've actually no really direct communication. So I would absolutely love to hear from you. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.